Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm Chris.
I'm Nick.
And this is Big Dumb Monsters. This week, we are talking the 1986 monkey movie, King Kong Lives.
You could just call it a sequel.
I could call it a sequel. I could do that, yeah. If I were a better, you know, introist.
Jesus.
Yeah. Introist, new word also. Mm-hmm. We're talking King Kong Lives, starring Linda Hamilton, some blonde mimbo, and two dudes in monkey suits. Yeah.
Well, that was a disaster, huh?
Those shots fired right there.
Jesus.
Yeah. We dug this movie. This movie gets shit on a lot.
Yeah, really hard.
Yeah, I don't think it deserves the reputation that it does have. It's got some good things to it.
Yeah.
That being said,
come to it with an open mind.
Yeah, it's got some fucking bad things, you know, to it as well.
Yeah.
But you'll hear us, you know, talk it all over the place. Basically, that's another new term.
What are you doing?
I have had two tall boys. We've been watching monkey love movies. I don't know what's happening. We're talking King Kong Lives. Here we go. Big dumb monsters.
Enjoy the show.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi.
Oh, we're still watching the pre-show entertainment. I just realized
that's fine. Ghostbusters 2, everybody.
Like, yeah, we were watching Ghostbusters 2.
Like, turn that off.
Yeah, we're gonna turn that off, and now we're gonna watch King Kong Lives.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
What's up, everybody? It's Saturday night. We have watched a really fucking.
I'm so mixed.
I have
such mixed feelings.
This started out really fucking good. Like I'm into this. I don't know why I'm into this. I remember this being shitty, and then like halfway through the movie, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember why. Nothing happens.
It bookends well.
Yeah, yeah. The end is awesome too. Where he's fighting the army and shit.
Yeah.
But the middle is a whole lot of boring shit. King Kong fighting like boozed up rednecks, not nearly as interesting as King Kong rampaging through New York City.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's just a different vibe. Like I said, like in our chat earlier today, I was like, I have feelings about this movie. All I have opinions.
Yeah,
and
we get the recap from the 70s King Kong in the beginning.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
Yeah,
because I didn't realize that this was a direct sequel to that movie until I saw that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here right now and say, I dug the movie. I liked it.
I did. I was my rating changed like dramatically, I think, from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
Not that I'm getting to the rating yet, but I'm like saying, you know, explaining my thought process because like I was really, really into this for like the first maybe like 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, like I said,
where it starts to really kind of become a snooze fest.
Yeah, they really had some problems. Like, in like you know, you need more than just the two giant apes. Like, they can't just be rampaging through like an empty countryside with nothing happening. Like,
right.
And then like the army showing up every now and again. And like, even when the army does show up, like we get kind of cheated out of like a big fight scene.
It's shitty army. It's low rent 80s movie army.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're just going to gas the gorillas and like nothing happens. Like,
yeah.
You know, I could use a fight here. Like, you know,
yeah. I didn't really even need a fight. Like, I actually really appreciated the drama that they put in this.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's a love story. You know what I mean? Like, if you break it down, you're not going in for your typical, you know, rampaging monster, which I kind of thought I was going to get, but I didn't. And it was a surprise, like how much of the human drama and the ape love story that we get and like how much it actually appealed to me. Like I was really digging that part of the movie. The problem is that there's so much stuff like pushing them together and then tearing them apart, pushing them together, tearing them apart.
Yeah.
Like, it, I don't need that much. Like, you could have cut a good 20 minutes out of this movie of just straight
what was the overall
nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, $1.45. Like,
yeah, it's not terrible.
Yeah,
it's like, I didn't feel like oh my god, this is going on forever. But like in the middle, I was like, this has really slowed down.
Yeah, I remember like being like, all right, like this has got to be like, you know, almost over, and then realizing
like an hour,
yeah, right? Over an hour left in the movie. Like, fuck.
No, I was digging the whole ride. But a main problem is that it's like the problem with this movie is the same problem that I have describing like a band like Tiger Army, right? So they're too emo to be a psychobilly band, and they're too psychobilly to be an emo band, right? Yeah. You know, so this is too well put together and dramatic to be a schlock movie, but it's too schlocky to be a well-organized drama.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, there's, it's not finding the right balance.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Like, you have really cool, like, intense moments, and then you've got really stupid humor on top of it. And the stupid humor is really one of the downfalls of this thing.
Yeah, yeah, I could do without that. Like, I don't need humor in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, like, a little bit, you know, like, when they're getting together and they're like, you know, like when the what they call their Lady Kong, right? When she's, you know, like cleaning his knee, where he's got that wound on his knee, and he reaches over and grabs her ass, like that's cheeky and fun, and that like that's okay. Like,
yeah,
I like that, but some of the other stuff is just like stupid and unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah. Like I the thing that really like the drunk rednecks, like when they've got him trapped.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, come on, really? Like, are they that stupid? Like, of course he's going to get out. Like,
yeah. Like, that was such a nod. The beginning of that part was such a nod to fucking Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah, for sure.
Although I did appreciate a drunken redneck flipping off a government official. Like, that's that's near and dear to my heart.
But I liked the scene where, even though, like, again, it doesn't have the same effect of him, like, you know, tearing through New York City, the scene where, like, he comes upon, like, that they both come upon, like, the family reunion, and, like, everybody's freaking the fuck out, and, like, all these boats are going everywhere, and, like, cars are taking off, like, that was pretty cool. I like that scene.
Yeah, where the guy drives a dirt bike between his legs and all that. Yeah. that's the fun that I'm looking to have in this. Yeah. I don't need just like the over the top, like ridiculousness of the rednecks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, NASCAR Americans. Can't say the hard R word.
Yeah.
yeah. Really, really not great blue screen work in this movie too.
Yeah.
Like where the things work, they work well.
I will say some of the actual physical, like the giant arms looked better than they did in the first movie. I think,
yeah,
they move a lot quicker. Like,
yeah,
that scene,
they worked.
Yeah. The scene in the beginning where, the one dude Mitchell is being chased through the jungle by Lady Kong and like, she's reaching after him and it looks really cool. Like,
yeah. It's shitty that like,
where it's gonna be coming up in a second here.
It's shitty that like where it is blue screen. It's just so obvious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like the giant monkeys don't look good. And then I even think in the scene after he escapes from being in the like the rock slide where he's chasing after the two other rednecks who got away.
Yeah.
Like you can tell that like the one guy runs through and then like it's kind of almost like a forced perspective type of thing where it's supposed to be like Kong coming after him, but it's just a guy in a gorilla suit, like not even like superimposed. Like it's just the same
thing. Yeah,
like,
just there.
Yeah.
And then like another one was where he catches that guy.
Yeah.
And then you see him lean in and bite. Like conceptually, yeah, it's awesome. But like
it just looks it just looks like the physical hand moving up to a TV screen, basically. Yeah, like
pretty much. They're just like, we'll crop that here. Yeah.
I liked the scene where he's eating the alligators. Like he's just boom, like lining them up. Like
yeah, but it was so obviously a guy holding a baby alligator or crocodile or whatever the fuck it was.
Same with the snake too, where he has like the giant like, boa. You can tell it's a baby snake.
Yeah, Like, points for trying. But also, the actual Kong outfits and masks looked better in the 70s.
See, this is the, like, this looks awesome.
Yeah, that was great. But, like, the faces in this emote better than the one in the 70s, but the one in the 70s was a better-looking face.
After he fucking eats the dude, like, the Kong face does, like, every emotion in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, and then I gotta dig the thing out of my teeth.
It's the hat.
The hat. Like, again, I don't need that. Like, that's stupid. Like, you're taking the seriousness out of what he just did.
Yeah.
Throwing it away.
Yeah.
Like, so then when you have the Linda Hamilton character going, oh my God, now he's killed somebody. They're going to kill him now.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to put more drama back on top of that thing after you just joked about it.
Yeah. You just undercut it with that stupid hat thing. Yeah.
Right. So it's just so inconsistent. And I think that's really my main issue. Like, I disagree with a lot of the reviews that this gets, like, cause it got shit on.
I will say it's got a 3.9 on IMDb.
And I don't know if I'm looking at it as a fan of monster movies and, like, that's, like, skewing my interpretation of this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I wasn't around to see this in the, like, when the 86.
Yeah, I remember, like, is this rated R? No, it's PG-13.
Yeah,
fucking parents wouldn't take me to see this, goddammit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this came out when I was, like, in the second grade or maybe the first grade. So, like,
right.
At that age, like, a fucking King Kong movie, like, that's a fucking social event. Like, yeah. And I didn't see this, I think, until this might be the first time I've ever seen it the full, like, all the way through.
Yeah.
But I have seen, like, bits and pieces over the years. I remember watching a good chunk of it on Monster Vision once, like, way back in the day.
Yeah. This was the first for me. Like,
yeah,
as I'm not overly versed in the King Kong movies.
Yeah, yeah, I know Godzilla much more than I do. Yeah, like, the King
I've
Kong
seen
movies.
The original, and then maybe something else down the line.
We talked about doing King Kong Escapes tonight. We ended up doing King Kong Lives, and, like, that's another one I've never seen either. King Kong Escapes.
Yeah,
it's the one with Mecha Kong.
is that a Toho movie?
Oh, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Usually if you put, it's got Mecha and blah, 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 probably Toho.
Dave, what's going on, man?
Oh, Dave's here.
Yeah. Hi, Dave. He stopped by last night, too. Thank you.
Dave's the man. Do you ever watch this, like, the charity stuff that Dave does?
I haven't watched the charity. I'll turn into the stream every now and again, but yeah.
No, Dave's awesome.
Yeah, but anyway, thanks
Dave's,
for coming
Dave's
by,
Dave's a
man.
St. Jude's warrior.
All right. Yeah, and back to this. It just, I don't know. It felt disappointing because I got so into it at first, and then I'm just, like, in the middle, I'm, like, you know, checking my phone. I'm, like, setting up the video and stuff for Monday. Like,
yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't say I tuned out for a couple of minutes in the middle because, you know, it stretches and it gets a little boring because it's repetitive. Like, the middle of this movie is just so samey.
Yeah, I could have just used one more, like, you know, set piece, action sequence or something, you know, like,
yeah,
just give me something. Like,
but I think they were trying to go more of a dramatic approach to this. And for the most part, for me, it works. But then we get into the old thing that I've been bitching about the entire movie. It's just, like, it's too schlocky. Where it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
And then they just repeat themes. Just repeat themes.
I also feel like the gorillas are, like, a little small in this movie too. They seem maybe they're, like, 30 feet tall. Like, they're not that big.
Well, this is pretty much scale. No, you know what? They might be a little smaller than the 70s version.
I mean, they just fit her in a fucking plane. I mean, granted, it's one of those giant, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, army cargo planes, but, like, I mean, think about in Godzilla vs. Kong, he's the same size as Godzilla, like, you know.
Yeah, but they've been scaling them up for years.
Yeah, I think normally Kong is, like, 100 feet tall, maybe. I might be wrong about that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like they're not that big in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's just, like, they couldn't get the scale right when they were trying to do, like, the force perspective or whatever, but yeah. I gotta say, I do like some of the miniatures that they worked into this. Like when you see Kong coming down that hill with the like the little foresty patches on the side.
Yeah,
like,
it looked jumps
good.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it looked good.
I really did like the fight at the end too, where he's like picking up the tanks and stuff, and you know he's just getting all shot up. Fucking
yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah, the like I said, the stuff that looks good looks really good.
The movie is called King Kong Lives. Spoiler, does not.
Yeah. Well, he does in continuation
in spirit,
from
spirit. Yeah.
No, because like he was supposed to have died in the 70s version. So yeah. Like now he's alive.
He had time
with a fake heart.
Knock up a Lady Kong and spit out a kid, and now he's out.
It also jumps around timeline a little too crazily in this too, because it's like, oh, he's been here for months, or she's been here for months.
And yeah.
Like, oh, when were you going to tell me that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Now?
Because I was going to say, like, did they have that baby after a week? Like, yeah. Well, Kong jizz moves fast. Well, that'll be a clip.
I mean, each one is probably the size of that beer you're holding. Yeah.
It's like, just grab them and they're flopping around.
Fucking mud skipper.
I've had this conversation once, like not on a podcast.
About kaiju jizz?
Yeah, but yeah, like a giant fucking. You have to like try to stomp out a giant sperm. Like. Like a flopping trout.
Flopping
trout.
Yeah.
Well. And there's the bottom of the barrel.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
Okay.
So, again, to go to the schlocky bullshit in this. So, when they're doing the blood transfusion, we just saw it. The comically large, normal blood bag that they put for, like, blood transfusions. Why do I need a blown up version of a normal one? Like, just have it be like a fucking barrel or something. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It doesn't need to be a comically large blood bag. You also don't need to cut into them with a fucking demo saw.
With a giant fake heart.
Like, I love the medical grade construction equipment that they've got in this movie.
The medical crane that rips his heart out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm fucking union. You can't fire me.
Like, they can use a gib, like you said, you know, they can use a crane to pull his heart out, but they can't use a giant barrel for a fucking, for a blood bag or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the hilariously, like, oversized, like, forceps and shit, like, those are salad tongs, dog.
The weed whacker fucking saw.
It's just ridiculous. And, like, if your movie was designed to be focusing on like silly, dumb bullshit like that, I'm totally here for it.
Yeah.
You know, like how many movies have we watched that are just dog shit that we're like, this is stupid, but I fucking love it. And this is just like that's a fucking Ingersoll Rand impact gun. Like that's a half inch impact gun. You use that to put fucking tires on trucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This fucking giant ass saw.
You know, because you can't use other shit. Why? Now
that's a fucking zombie weapon right there.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I love the warning sticker that they put on it too, though.
Hey, don't put your fingers near this whirling blade.
Yeah. Don't put your hands where you wouldn't put your dick. I don't know. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
What else is there to say about this?
I mean, acting is good. I like a lot of the army actors, terrible. They're just like stereotypical, like, fucking guys. Like,
at one point, the guy Mitchell says to the fucking, like, the science team, like, hey, you know, you're spending all this money on Kong. Why don't you spend some money on my monkey?
Yeah.
And, like, I think I want to make a sticker of that. Like, maybe, like a gorilla and, like, a dress, like, all dressed up with, like, a fancy hat. Like,
what the fuck?
Spend some money on my monkey.
Clipping.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Spend some money on my monkey.
Sounds like something out of Shaft.
Let's turn this around real quick.
I didn't mean that. I meant your fucking delivery. The delivery, not the content.
Sure, Nick. Sure.
Article coming out next week.
That article. God damn it, they got us. Fuck. All right. I think we can throw some ratings on this. I think it's time.
All right. I'll go first. 6.
All right.
I think it's a strong 6. I don't want to go higher than that. Because there are definitely fucking problems.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like you said, some of the special effects are just not great at all.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, as far as like the shots of like dudes in the suits, like, looks fucking awesome. You know, looks better than most Godzilla movies. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. Like, it's because I was definitely like when I was first watching it, like. I'm like, okay, I'm definitely over the line of rewatchability on this. I would watch this again.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem watching this again.
Yeah. So I think I'm also right there with a 6. Like, it's good. You know, it's got a lot of good things going for it, but that middle is just so dry. Like, I just needed something else in there.
Yeah.
I will say, like, the scene where Kong is, like, running from the army and, like, he jumps into the river and, like, fucking...
Yeah.
They all think he's dead because he smashes his head on the fucking rock.
Like, yeah.
That was a pretty cool sequence. Like,
yeah, the whole back half of this movie is good. It's just, they lose it right in the middle.
Yeah,
right in the middle.
I also would have loved to have seen this giant heart crush like 3 scientists.
They're trapped in his chest cavity.
Yeah,
fucking. Now he's smart too. Yeah.
Dr. Kong,
DDS.
Dude, that's going to be the companion to Cowboy Godzilla and Dr. Kong.
Cowboyzilla and Dr. Kong. You heard it here first.
Oh, my God. Holy Amazing. Shit. He's like a Christoph Waltz, like Wild West dentist. Like. Oh, my God. Doc, you heard it here, folks. Trademark. Dr. Kong.
DDS.
Dr. Kong Medicine Woman. Oh, my God.
I would watch that.
Well, I didn't know that I needed that in my life, but here we are.
Fuck, that's going to be a sticker. Well, that's our sticker. That's our sticker.
Dr. Kong Medicine Woman. Oh. Did you ever once think, like, and I know this is a long shot, I wish we weren't so dumb.
No, because then we wouldn't be this hilarious.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I like being easily entertained.
Absolutely. Oh, fuck. Yep. All right. Well... Let's move on to the trivia segment.
Let's get at that trivia.
Yeah.
Oh. So, like, there.
Oh, yeah, there's a long lead in on that button for some reason.
We have to fix that. Trivia.
It's like 4 or 5 seconds of dead air before it actually plays. Forgot to mention that in the pre-show.
I have to...
Yeah, that would help me not to talk over it and think that it just wasn't working so people didn't think I was just sitting there.
Yeah, I can trim the beginning off of that.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we've completely talked over the intro music for the trivia section.
Wow. Well, hey, you know what? You
unprofessional
edit
fuck.
Edit. Just edit.
I can't edit that. Are you crazy?
Just lay the other sound effect over it.
Cut the entire section out and then put the real one in.
You know? Thus defeating the purpose of having the sound effect on the stream deck.
Jesus Christ.
There's one thing that we're absolutely not about here. It's efficiency.
Deficiency, yes.
That we are about, yeah.
Efficiency deficient.
It's the same
thing. There's a sticker.
Yeah. Big dumb monsters. Efficiency deficient.
Yeah.
That's the one. All right. On to the trivia. All right. So Peter Michael Goetz, his check for the post-release royalties came to 3 cents. He has it stapled to the film's poster in his house, having never cashed it. I wouldn't either. I would do the same
shit. I would
shit.
Have that framed, yeah. My King Kong check. the frame costs like literally 10 times more than the actual check.
10?
Yeah, probably, yeah, 20.
30-cent frame? Well, maybe an 80-cent.
Oh, yeah, 3-cent check. Oh, yeah, it's Walmart. You get those cheap-ass fucking frames.
Yeah.
This room is filled with them.
In his book, The War of Art, Breaking Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles, the stupidest fucking title ever, writer Stephen Pressfield mentions this movie as a life-changing, validating failure. It was his first professional writing job after 17 years of trying, and after the movie bombed, he realized he'd become a professional. He hadn't yet had a success, but he'd had a quote-unquote real failure, which is a really, really healthy way to look at things like that. And be like, yeah, you know, okay, so I finally did the thing. It didn't turn out, but I did it.
Yeah. The thing I feared happened. Now I can just move on and do what I want to do.
Yeah. It's all uphill from there.
Yeah. I have had a similar experience. My first Comic-Con panel went good. Second one bombed hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, and I had that same attitude. Like, all right, well, the worst thing that's ever like can happen has happened.
You did it.
Fuck it. I have nothing to be afraid of.
You did it.
Yeah.
Delicious Miller High Life.
Mm-hmm.
Champagne of beers. Linda Hamilton accepted her role in the film because she saw how the previous film had skyrocketed the career of Jessica Lange. During filming, she had no idea what the end product would look like, as she was acting against blue screens or giant ape hands. She was absolutely horrified when she saw the final product, which was universally blasted by reviewers and audiences alike. Which I really don't get. Like, it's not the best fucking movie, but like, it's garbage. Not
garbage, yeah.
It's not garbage. Like, this is 86. All right, so it had a tough competition in like 85, 86. Because there was really good, like Back to the Future came out in 85.
85, yeah. It was like 2 years after Terminator.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even still, like, it's not the worst fucking movie I've ever seen.
No,
yeah.
It's not. It really, like, visually, it looks good. Like, there's great camera work, great shots, you know, like, unfortunate blue screen work and, you know, some shoddy effects, but like, where it's good, it's good.
I think maybe just that, like, that middle dryness is what fucking
I think it is. Yeah.
Kills general audiences. And then,
like, the cheesy stereotype army.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the same army as like the Stuff had.
Or you like the army chasing the Hulk in comics, basically. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the leader is always hanging off the side of a tank with a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah. Like, older guy with a big mustache. Like, yeah.
No shit. Peter Weller was offered a part but opted to play the title role in RoboCop instead.
Good move, Pete.
Great move.
Yeah.
Fucking stellar move.
Now, if they could have just put RoboCop in this movie. Yeah. Yeah.
RoboKong.
Yeah. Like, we're using RoboCop technology to fix the Kong heart, like, to make the artificial Kong heart. And, like, OCP wants to control Kong to fucking use him to police fucking, you know,
Detroit?
Delta City. Yeah. Oh, this has got legs. You heard it here, folks. Fucking, this is trademark Big Dumb Monsters. The RoboCop King Kong Lives crossover that nobody fucking
wants. Did
you say
Delta City?
Yeah, remember, it's the name of, like, the project that they want to build, the, like...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, because they wanted to basically demolish Detroit and rebuild. That's what it was, yeah.
Oh, fucking Delta City will be powered by a giant Kong heart. Which will be powered by Godzilla. That's your fucking movie.
I wish I didn't want that.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really wish I didn't want that.
It's up to RoboCop to stop them both.
This is fucking gross.
Oh, you broke Nick.
Yeah. I broke the bank is what I did, right? That's going to be a billion-dollar movie. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah. Endgame be damned. All right. In the scene where people are celebrating the success of Kong's heart operation, directly after the operation scene, there's a person carrying a sign that reads, "You Kong, me Fei," a reference to Fei Wray, the actress in the original King Kong, 1933.
There were a lot of, like, sexy Kong, like signs in that scene. Like,
yeah.
There was one that was like, it was basically like, you know, "Wanna fuck later, Kong?" Like, it was that, like, fucking...
I swear it's not too big.
Yeah.
Well, they are basically gorillas, and gorillas have the smallest body size to penis ratio of mammals.
All right. Yeah. That's why they're so angry.
That I would assume.
Yeah. That shit will make you climb some buildings.
So you thought we were just going to give you movie trivia?
No, this is science, folks. Yeah.
Dick trivia.
Drivia.
Mm. Gross. Let's see. On to our next one. John Gillerman, which I assume is how it's pronounced.
Yeah, I believe so.
Grief-stricken during the production due to the death of his son Michael during the making of his previous film, Sheena, from 1984. He would frequently disappear halfway through the day's filming to go sailing instead. And after one argument with the production staff, he disappeared for days. Filming was eventually completed by Charles McCracken, an uncredited 21-year-old documentary filmmaker, which might be why it feels really inconsistent.
Yeah.
Because the director really inconsistent.
Just skipped out. I wonder, like, what that movie would have looked like if he, like...
If he committed?
Yeah, if he had, like, finished it.
I bet it would have been better. I bet it would have been a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We are very gassy tonight, I'm noticing. Yeah.
And it's not just the one beer.
Yeah.
Been like that all day. It's driving me crazy. Probably like the 9 Guinnesses I drank last night. According to Creating the Filmation Generation, Dino De Laurentiis approached Lou Scheimer. Of Filmation to develop an animated spinoff starring the son of Kong. Robert Lamb came up with some pretty wild ideas involving Kid Kong being able to change his size at will and travel to various different planets, as well as go underwater.
Space Kong.
In a submarine made out of giant coconuts and bamboo called the Coco Nautilus. Kid Kong never got off the ground, and I fucking want it. I want that cartoon so bad.
This is in the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay. How much cocaine do you think?
All of it?
Yeah. Was needed to come up with the giant coconut submarine.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
How bad do you want to see that fucking cartoon, though? Well, maybe not now. How much does little kid Chris want to see that fucking cartoon?
Fuck yeah. Every Saturday morning or whenever it was on, I'd be right there.
Yeah.
Where's this giant coconut submarine?
Yeah. But just like a shape-shifting ape going through space. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Space Kong.
Give me that. This movie returned approximately $5 million on an $18 million budget.
Ooh.
That's tough.
No es bueno.
No. That's a tough one. This is the first film in which Kong is shown eating somebody.
Yeah, I think that's true.
He didn't eat anybody in
the original.
In the original. And he didn't eat anybody in the 70s version. He smashed a bunch of people.
Yeah, and I can't say I've seen like King Kong versus Godzilla. I haven't seen King Kong Escapes. So yeah, no, that I believe that.
Sorry. I had to swallow something. You heard it here. According to writer Stephen Pressfield, Dino De Laurentiis had been struggling to get a sequel to King Kong from 1976, as the death of Kong at the end obviously posed some problems. De Laurentiis, known maniac, had remarked that because Kong had become a star in his own right, no one would really bat an eye if they just brought him back for another adventure, which is fair.
Yeah.
When Pressfield and Ronald Shusett pitched the idea of Kong being in a coma for years and needing a heart transplant, De Laurentiis quickly hired them to write the film because, as it turns out, it was the best of the sequel pitches he had seen. That's the best.
That's, yeah.
Are you ready for some that weren't the best?
Oh, let's hear it.
Some of these are the best. These rejected ideas include Kong being trained by the U.S. Army to become a living weapon and going to Russia to win the Cold War.
Yep, yep, yep. I want that.
A version where Kong went to space and a version that seemed to take inspiration from E.T., the extraterrestrial, in which Kong would be led around by a group of children.
I don't know about that one.
Give me that.
I want the
give me that Cold War Kong.
Fucking CIA Kong. Like.
Kong in a trench coat.
Yeah. Fucking giant sunglasses. Like.
Agent Kong.
That's like the TMNT movies where they thought they fit in just because they were wearing trench coats and sunglasses.
Yeah.
He's 80 feet tall.
Yeah.
Agent Kong. We are coming up with all kinds of like Kong variations. Yeah.
Jeff Bridges Kong and Jessica Lange were asked to reprise their roles as Jack Prescott and Dwan, but both declined.
Huh.
Smartly.
Yeah. Good call.
And this is an unfortunate piece of trivia here. This apparently boasts a 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't put any stock into what is rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, critic wise, I can understand a zero, but like fan wise, I don't see it getting a zero.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fuck them all.
Fuck them. Fuck them. All right. We will move on to the better known as.
I know you. I knew you. But you ain't you.
All right, we will start off with one of two directors listed, John Guillermin, who we have spoken about before. He has done some very, very notable movies in his career.
Really, really good shit.
Yeah. You know, we won't go too deep into it, but I mean, this is one of his final movies. This was 1986. Before that, we mentioned Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. He also directed, of course, the 1976 version of Kong. He directed the 1978 version of Death on the Nile.
Question. So is that Sheena like a pop fiction Sheena, and then Marvel took that character and made a comic
That's
book?
Shayna. So I think she might.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Is Sheena like a because she's like a Tarzan ripoff. So I don't know if she's an older character or if she was created just for the movie.
Yeah.
But it was what's her name? Midge from that 70s show. Tanya Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before he directed the 70s King Kong, he directed The Towering Inferno. That was 1974.
That's only got a 7 on this.
That's pretty good for IMDb. Usually they shit on stuff.
Yeah.
He also directed Shaft in Africa in 1973. That might be it for the big name stuff. He just directed a lot of stuff before that, too. A
bunch of Tarzan stuff.
Yeah, Tarzan's Greatest Adventure, Tarzan Goes to India.
Hell, Heaven, or Hoboken. I'll take Hell, please.
Yeah, two of those sound like the same thing. Miss Robin Hood, 1952.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robin Hood. Yeah, yeah,
that's right. Yeah, like the song, yeah. His first movie was 1949, Hijinks in Society. The other director that's listed is Charlie McCracken. This is it. This is what he did. Huh. This is the movie he directed. Nothing else. He is listed as additional crew on Lost Tapes, a 2009 TV series.
Hmm.
They were falling ass backwards into like directing a movie. anyway, Brian Kerwin is up next. He was Mitchell in this movie. He has been in some stuff. Even as of recently as 2021, he was in Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
Madam Secretary, The Nick, Blue Bloods, Elementary. So he's all over like CBS, it looks like.
Old people TV.
Old people dig this dude a lot.
Yeah.
And Monk. Polygamists. He was in Big Love in 2007. Monk, yeah. Desperate Housewives. Nip Tuck. Like, yeah. Old dudes love this guy. Crazy Anatomy. Boston Legal. The West Wing.
Jesus.
This dude's all over primetime TV throughout like the 90s and 2000s, it looks like. Even up through the 80s. We'll get there. He was in Jack in 1996 with Robin Williams.
That was a depressing fucking movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I know the, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God damn.
He was in 4 episodes of Roseanne. Gary Hall. Was he the guy that marries fucking... What's her name?
Gary? Wasn't he the one that Dan knocked the shit out of?
Yeah.
Because he was beating Jackie?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. He's in an episode of Tales from the Crypt. Let's see. This one was... Judy, You're Not Yourself Today.
Ooh, early episode, too.
Yeah. A housewife stressed out by her husband's reckless behavior welcomes an elderly cosmetic saleswoman into her home, only to discover the old hag has another more devious motive. Don't remember that one.
I know I've seen it.
Yeah, I had to have seen it, but I just don't remember it. Carol Kane, Frances Bay, was Adam Sandler's grandmother and fucking Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Frances Bay.
Yeah.
She's a treat.
I will get you a warm glass of Shut the Hell Up. Let's see. He was in Saint Elsewhere for 2 episodes. That was before King Kong Lives.
Mm.
But
oh shit!
In 1984, he was in
Highway to Heaven. Murder She Wrote.
Oh, there it is. I just want the sound effect.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Highway to Heaven. Let's see. He was in Simon and Simon, also in 84. Dude had a big 84. 7 Brides for 7 Brothers, TV series, 84. He rode the fuck boat for 3 episodes.
God damn, that's some fucking.
That's a lot of fucking on the high seas right there. He was in an episode of Chips, BJ and the Bear. A lot of monkey themes.
Monkey stuff. Huh?
Yeah. Young and the Restless. That was back in the 70s. His first appearance was in the Logan's Run TV series, 1977.
I forgot that they did a show about that. Like, I would never think to make a show out of that.
Yeah.
It was like the movie is... long enough.
Yeah. Linda Hamilton is up next, who we have talked about before when we talked about the Terminator movies. So we won't go too
wonderful.
Yeah, deep into her. She is Sarah Connor. That's who you know her as. Yeah. I mean, she really isn't in a whole. She does have a lot of credits. I thought she wasn't in like a whole bunch of stuff, but she does like show up like in things like for like little cameos a lot. She was Chuck's mom on that series. She just shows she's in Resident Alien for 15 episodes. I did not know that.
I'm like I've said before, like I'm done with that show. Like it there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But like nothing changes episode to episode.
I keep hearing how good it is, and like I don't know. I don't know if it's what I'm looking for.
For like
right
the
now.
First like 3 or 4 episodes, I laughed my balls off, and then it got real samey.
I gotcha.
Like real samey.
Let's see. I mentioned Chuck. You know what? We just might move on because we
literally talked about her like
multiple times,
twice now.
Yep. Moving on. Peter Elliott. He played Kong in this. He has done a shit ton of monkey acting over the years.
Professional monkey actor.
He's in something upcoming called Vanilla Gorilla. I'll give you one guess at what he's playing in Vanilla Gorilla. He was in Lucy the Human Chimp in 2021, Year of the Monkey 2018. He did a voice in a Planet of the Apes video game in 2017. So he's even voice acting apes, for Christ's sake. He's got a real like hard on for monkeys. Yeah.
That's fucking weird, dog. I'm not going to lie. It's fucking weird. Like, Andy Serkis is a known monkey actor, but he also does shitloads of other stuff.
He's real acting too. Yeah.
You can actually see his face in stuff.
He was in a Tarzan movie in 2013. Is that the one with Skarsgård there? Alexander Skarsgård, maybe?
Which one?
Tarzan 2013. Oh. No, that's CGI.
Yeah.
Kellen Lutz.
I may have seen that. I don't think I did, though.
That's a property I really wish they would do something cool with. Like, they just, nobody seems to be
make it like a fucking seriously dark, brooding Tarzan movie. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Like the fucking Batman.
Awesome, like, animal effects, too. Like, you know, like fucking.
Like, really, like, grit that shit up.
Yeah. I think that's a property that they could really fucking do something with.
Yeah.
But who knows? He was in Jack the Giant Slayer in 2013. He played a giant. He was in Red Dwarf. So clearly he couldn't have played a monkey in space. Oh, no.
Played sure did.
Yep. Played the chimp.
100%. Man, that's a show that people really love for no reason. Huh?
Red Dwarf.
Yeah. I've tried.
Yeah. I haven't even tried.
That's.
He was in The Omen in 2000. Oh, no. Played a gorilla.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Are you fucking shitting me?
He was in Renford Reject, played a gorilla. Monkey's Tail, we're just going to go right over that one, of course. Gorilla Performer. He was in The Island of Dr. Moreau, the notoriously shitty 1996 movie, Assassimon. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess Assassimon's
like, why doesn't it say Assassimian? You know what I mean?
You know
what? Congo.
Congo, yeah. Playing a gorilla. let's see. The Case of Sherlock Holmes, a period piece. Oh, Great Ape. Let's see.
Missing
Gorillas
Link.
In the Mist. We're going to go right over.
Yeah.
He was in Return.
Hold on. Whoa. Mime artist. In Gorillas, Gorillas in the Mist. Not a gorilla. What the fuck is happening,
bro?
Right now? You missed it.
Did your agent fuck up? Like, what happened?
You are the fucking gorilla man. Yeah. It's called Gorillas in the Mist. You could have had the starring role.
You could have fucking gorilla.
Is he afraid of mist?
That's it.
He's a problem with
he
mist.
He saw the mist once and like it freaked him the fuck out.
I can't do mist, man. I can do gorillas all day long.
Yeah. Mist, I'm out.
No. Yeah.
Pete doesn't do mist, all right? he was in Return to Oz in 1985. He played one of those wheeler like creatures, the fucking like the golden things.
I've never seen it, but I've
you never know seen what? It either, to be honest.
I may have seen it as a child.
Yeah.
But I refuse to watch it as an adult because it looks terrifying.
Hey, he was in Greystoke, The Legend of Tarzan, Lord of the Apes. Huh. Yeah, Primate Father.
As Silverbeard.
Here we
primate
go.
Primate Father.
Quest for Fire, 1981. He played a fucking caveman. There we go. That's not a gorilla.
That's where it started.
Yeah.
He devolved from caveman to gorilla.
He had like a taste of caveman. It was like, you know what? I think I can do
I need more.
I can go a little bit further with this, I think. Let me try gorilla. You know, gorilla's it. This is it.
Yeah. Look at Linda Hamilton's freshly combed eyebrows in this scene. Look at them. That shit's as wild. Good God. Just fucking coiffed eyebrows.
Hoo-ha.
All not right. Detracting from anything, though.
Moving right along up next, George Antoni also played a gorilla in this movie. He played Lady Kong. He has mostly been playing human parts, though, unlike his counterpart, Pete.
Mm, yes.
He has been in a lot of stuff that we don't know.
stuff that we do. Like 100% no, though.
He was in Swept Away, the 2002 Guy Ritchie movie with Madonna that is like notoriously
woof.
One of the worst movies ever made.
the movie version of Fine, Shut Up.
Here's your fucking movie. Leave me alone. That's what it should have been called.
Yeah.
He was in that movie Quills with Jeffrey Rush in 2000. I think it was about the Marquis de Sade. Is that Locks?
No. That's a TV series.
TV series of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, no.
He was in the movie Elizabeth with Cate Blanchett in 1998. He played King Philip II of Spain. He was in The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones.
A lot of period pieces.
Yeah, yeah. He was also Interview with a Vampire in 1994. He played one of the Paris vampires.
Oh, shit, yeah.
He was in an episode of Liquid. He was in 10 episodes of Liquid Television. Dog Boy.
Dog Boy. God damn. I miss Liquid Television so much.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Dog Boy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude, there are so many people where I'm like, you guys remember Liquid Television? They're like, crickets. No, yeah. No. That show is part of the reason I am as fucking weird as I am.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was 100%. 1992, so I was 13 when that came out. So yeah, like right in my fucking wheelhouse.
Yeah, bro, I was 7.
Yeah.
That then, was... Like, they would show that and Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was like a block. Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, that's where Aeon Flux came from.
Yep. Was that, MTV had the best fucking cartoons because, like, they had Beavis and Butthead, which was cultural fucking
icon. Yeah.
Liquid Television, which just like was the weirdest shit you could possibly get on television. The Head,
yeah, it was MTV Oddities. They had the Head and the Max,
yeah,
yeah. And they would show Ren and Stimpy too, also.
Like, yeah, they would show Ren and Stimpy, and and they would do like animation weekends and stuff too, where they would just have like the shorts. Like the weirdest fucking shorts that you could possibly be imagine.
I still wish it's probably on YouTube. I never have actually looked for it. I wish you could find and watch the MTV Half Hour Comedy Hour because I watched that religiously every night when I was a kid.
Yeah,
like doing my homework, I would watch MTV. They would show it for an hour. They would show two episodes back to back.
Yeah,
and like there, I mean, so many fucking legendary comedians were on that fucking show. Like because it was like you know the early mid 90s.
Yeah,
so it's in the heart of like the alt comedy scene. So all those big names on there.
Yeah, like right before they broke.
Yeah, yeah. I like that is one of like the foundations of like my comedy education was that fucking show.
Yeah. You watch that and you watch like Lounge Lizards
shit
on Comedy Central.
Yeah. Like short attention span theater. Like shit like that.
Yeah.
Back when MTV and Comedy Central actually like did the thing they were supposed to do, like show music videos and comedians.
Yeah.
Not just TV shows and reruns of TV
although we
shows.
Are talking about MTV and their animation and comedy.
Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah. It wasn't reality television, okay?
Look, Alternative Nation came on after fucking Half Hour Comedy Hour.
I'll take 120 minutes. Thank you.
That was before Kennedy was a right-wing fucking Fox personality. Up next, John Ashton was in this movie. He was the stereotypical general. This dude has been all over movies for years. He's probably most known as Detective Taggart from the Beverly Hills Cop movies. He is somehow still alive and going to be in the new Beverly Hills Cop movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want a new Beverly Hills Cop movie.
I don't know. I am always willing to give Eddie Murphy another chance.
Yes, but I'm not always willing to give Hollywood a chance.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I think it is also a Netflix movie, so like, yeah, I want it to be good. So I just want.
I just think about how edgy Beverly Hills Cop movies were.
How edgy Eddie Murphy was at one point. Yeah. And then like just whatever happened to him, like, I don't know. His stand up, like granted, there's some stuff that has not aged fantastically.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, like for the most part, I watch Raw probably once a year.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
what are you doing with all that gun?
Yeah. Gus. Your wife tore down my stairs. That gets from Delirious. Bitch fell on the stairs for 30 minutes.
Why, Danny, I'll punch you in the mouth, Eddie.
You ever get your ass kicked in a twisted suit, Eddie? I eat a whole Etch-A-Sketch.
We had to eat the Monopoly.
Yeah. I just wish he would have like done stand-up, like continued doing stand-up more. Like he was one of the greatest fucking...
Yeah. He's making that Hollywood money.
Yeah. And like, and like, it, he couldn't, he could never go back to it either, because fucking, he would have to work out material.
Yeah.
And at this point, like,
well, how's he going to do that?
Exactly. He can't quietly go on stage somewhere and like try material out.
Yep.
So it's a fucking shame. It just fucking sucks. Like, it's, we like, I like, we missed out on like a great talent, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's done some great movies. You know, I'll give him that much, you know, credit. Like,
oh, he's done a ton of great movies.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Like, nothing ever really is going to like push him back into that greatness.
Mfufu, let me introduce you to my new wife. Gus, the bitch is a Sasquatch. God damn it. Anyway, back to who the fuck are we even talking about? Oh, John Ashton.
John Ashton.
Yeah, he was in Beverly Hills Cop.
That guy.
Taggart.
Yeah, Taggart.
That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. Has he been in anything else? I mean, Law and Order, SVU. He's in Gone Baby Gone, 2007. You know what? I think we're just going to move on. King of the Hill. He was in an episode of King of the Hill.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, I will shout out King of the Hill. Now I have to fucking go through these. God damn it.
Because he might have been in a thing.
Yeah, he was in Trapped in Paradise in 1984 with Dana Carvey, John Lovitz, and I forget who the third person was. Nicolas Cage, maybe?
I don't know.
He was in the Tommyknockers miniseries in 1993.
That's not the one you think it is. That's not the ABC one? No, no, no. Dirty Work.
Oh, that's why I went over it. Yeah. I noticed that before.
Yeah.
It was an episode of the Tracy Ullman show where the Simpsons came from.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, pardon me. That smells like sriracha.
Weird.
I will shout out.
I didn't have any.
No, we are not this, because this is a product I've heard advertised on podcasts. Fucking Melinda's hot sauce.
Oh yeah,
lovely.
Fucking delicious, dude.
The black truffle one, really good.
I gotta try. I've never had it before, and like I keep hearing the commercials. Like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna try it.
Yeah.
I got their sriracha, and like I'm looking for things to put it on. It is so good.
They have a lot of varieties.
There's like a spicy garlic parmesan, like is one of them. I gotta try the black truffle, because the sriracha, like I always liked sriracha, but like, you know, the like the original kind, like it just tastes like it's made in a dirty factory, because it is. Like, no, this actually has flavor to it. Like, it's fucking
regular sriracha just tastes like spicy garlic.
This one, it has a garlicky flavor, but it's also sweet, and like you taste the peppers more. Like,
yeah,
it's really fucking good.
Well, that's good, because apparently sriracha is getting to be impossible to fucking get.
Like the original kind, yeah. So I've gone through half a bottle in like less than a week already. Fucking,
just like drinking it?
I had a turkey sub this afternoon for lunch, and I was just like hosing it down with sriracha. It's so good.
Yeah.
I had a burger the other night, fucking put that on there. It was, oh, so good.
I do like a little bit of sriracha on a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
Also like Wickles. On a turkey sandwich.
I have never had those. The spicy pickles?
No, they're not spicy pickles. They're pickled hot peppers. So it's like hot pepper relish.
I think they also make a spicy pickle too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right. Good to know. Anything else? He was in 6 episodes of Dallas. Starsky and Hutch, 2 episodes. He was in the movie Oh God with George Burns. An episode of MASH.
Greatest television show that's ever existed.
Played a Nazi henchman in an episode of Wonder Woman in 1977. He was in Columbo and Emergency and Kojak.
So God damn.
Yeah. Detective.
Yeah. Nope. Oh, can't have it all.
And then we'll do it for him. We'll move on to the next one. Peter Michael Goetz. Is there anything? Oh, this dude's just in a lot of shit in general. He's in a lot of movies, and
he's your typical like old guy.
Yeah, like you've seen this dude before. When you see his picture, like, oh yeah, I've seen that guy. Is like,
he's the kind of guy that has looked old since he was 35.
Yeah, he was in the Father of the Bride movies with Steve Martin.
Speaking of people who have looked old since they were 35,
yeah, a guy who's had gray hair since his 30s. He was in an episode of Psych, Arrested Development, a lot of TV, Without a Trace, Gilmore Girls, Frasier, The West Wing.
I did like Frasier.
I watched it for a while, and like I just lost it. Like I never, like I stopped following it. Yeah. I didn't watch the reboot.
I don't want to see the reboot.
Kelsey Grammer is not a good person. I just can't.
I'm just tired of reboots. Like, I don't need it. Like, your show was good.
Yeah.
Let it be.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's been playing that character for like 40 fucking years now.
Well, yeah. When did Cheers start? 84?
Was it 84? I think it was 84. And he came on in like the second season, maybe?
Yeah, second or third.
So. Yeah. So yeah, probably close to 40 years.
Don't say that.
Yes. I have like
I was born in 85. Don't say that. That's rude.
I remember 1985. he was the voice of General Madeen in the Star Wars Return of the Jedi radio drama. That was 96. I remember like seeing you could buy those tapes for a while. Like, remember like in, was it in comics where they had like the page from like, I think it was like Mile High Comics where like they'd give you the list of comics you can buy from them and like shit like that. And like,
yeah,
the tapes were on there too, I believe.
Oh yeah. I want to say I remember seeing ads for those in comic books.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I mentioned Father of the Bride. He's in My Girl in 1991 with Macaulay Culkin. He shows up in 3 episodes of Twin Peaks also.
Oh, yeah.
1990s Jared. He's in the movie Glory in 1989. I remember this is senior year of high school. I don't know how this started, but we got our entire, like, cafeteria singing that fucking, that chant from the, oh my lord. I even got up and gave a speech like the fucking. Like,
what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah.
I think Tom was there fucking, cause it was the end of the day. It was like study hall. So like,
yeah,
it wasn't like a lunch period, but there was like, it was still full of people.
Yeah.
And like, it was like me, Tom, and like a couple other people who are always just like fucking around. So we probably started doing it, and then other people just started doing like,
yeah,
like we started getting up and giving like the speeches from the movie, like the battle speeches.
Christ. Who's in that? That was Matthew Broderick, right?
Matthew Broderick, Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, yeah. Cary Elwes.
Oh, Cary Elwes is in that?
Yeah, he's like the second in command.
I haven't seen it in so fucking long.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. We're gonna move on.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no Murder She Wrote in this dude's credits.
So yeah. Fuck him.
Last up is, come on, Mike Starr. This is another dude.
I thought that was him.
Yeah, like I've seen that guy in a lot of movies. I mean, most notably, he's the hitman in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. he's like the film distributor in Ed Wood too. So we talked about him before, probably.
Yeah.
But he's been in a lot of good movies. 250 acting credits to his name. He's still in things coming out.
I want to say he played a lot of like mobsters too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because he looks like a
he looks like a henchman. Yeah. Yeah.
Desert Dick. 2022. He's in an episode of Shameless in 2020. Ray Donovan. God damn you, IMDb.
Yes, damn you indeed.
Let's see. We'll get to some big name stuff. Billions. Bad Santa 2. Bones.
I don't think I saw Bad Santa 2. Like, one was enough. Yeah, I loved it. But, I don't want them to, like...
Yeah, I probably saw it when it first came out, and maybe that was about it.
Yeah.
Elementary shows up in an episode of CSI Original Flavor, Young and the Restless, 30 episodes. Children's Hospital, he's in an episode of Law and Order SVU.
Oh, Kill the Irishman.
Kill the Irishman. Oh. I know that name. I don't like.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny Green, a tough Irish thug working for mobsters in Clinton. All right.
Yeah.
Ray Stevenson. Fuck yeah. I'm in. Vincent D'Onofrio. Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Like, that movie is good as shit, dude.
I'll save that for the crapshoot. Never mind. I have a D'Onofrio related thing.
That's weird.
Not really. It'll make sense when I mention it.
So. I assume it's about Daredevil.
We'll get there. Twilight Zone radio dramas. That was 8 years. I didn't even know that it was a thing. But he's in 13 episodes of that as a podcast. Yeah. He shows up in an episode of The Office. Black Dynamite he's in. The Black Dahlia. Jesse Stone. Those are those like another like old people CBS movies with Tom Selleck.
Yeah. Those are novels, weren't they?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
CSI New York, House, NCIS. He is in Fight Club, the game, and I believe the movie, too. I think he's Lou.
Yeah.
You don't know where I've been, Lou? He's in Jersey Girl 2004.
Gross.
Knock Around Guys. Summer of Sam, he's in, 1999.
That was a good movie, but not the movie I thought I was going to be getting.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Spike Lee is weird.
Yeah.
I heard he's a, I know he's a giant asshole.
Oh, 100%.
Somebody, I know somebody who worked for him. Yeah. He is in Snake Eyes with Nicolas Cage, 1996.
That was not a good movie.
No. The Pretender, Home Improvement, he shows up in. Since we're still like been scrolling forever, and like there's still like, I know there's bigger stuff coming. He's in the James and the Giant Peach movie from 1996. This is the one Tim Burton directed, I believe, or maybe produced.
I think produced.
Yeah. He was in Clockers, another Spike Lee movie in 1995. That was a good book, Clockers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read that. Did Peter make me read that in college? Might have been. I met the author, though. He signed my copy of the book.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Shows up in Frasier also. And, of course, we mentioned Dumb and Dumber, Ed Wood, Blown Away.
That's Baby's Day Out.
Oh, my God. Baby's Day Out. That's a... It's basically like
that's a Looney wild Tunes. Fucking movie.
Yeah, basically like a Looney Tunes movie with... like a live-action movie Tunes movie with a baby, like... Going through like construction sites and fucking
Two like hitmen or mobsters chasing the baby.
What
was it like? Because the baby came from like a well-to-do family or something like that, and those guys kidnapped the baby and they were gonna ransom him.
I think so, or something.
And then he escapes, and they're chasing him down through the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, that is a weird movie. And speaking of weird movies, he's in Cabin Boy in 1994, which is a weird fucking movie.
These pipes are clean. Hey. On Deadly Ground.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Steven Seagal classic On Deadly Ground in 1994. I almost went over that by accident.
Oh, man. Fucking Cabin Boy. Chris Mad Elliott is a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Mad Dog and Glory with Bill Murray and Uma Thurman. he's in Free Jack in 1992 with
Almost watched that the other night.
No shit.
Yeah.
Emilio fucking Estevez and Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Billy Bathgate, Miller's Crossing. He's in Goodfellas. He's Frenchie in Goodfellas. That's right. He's one of the guys on the, he's the guy who works at the airport, like for the Lufthansa heist. Born on the 4th of July. He's in a lot of Kojak fucking.
That's a dramatic fucking movie.
Yeah.
Born on the 4th of July. That'll make you feel some things.
Yeah. He was in Uncle Buck, 1989, fucking classic.
Rest in motherfucking peace.
Rest in power, son.
Yeah.
he was in Lean on Me in 1989, excuse me.
Holy shit.
They used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they call me Batman. There's another movie we quoted a lot in high school. You smoke crack, don't you?
It's a really weird movie to keep quoting.
Well, I mean,
it's quotable.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But you walk past him and you go, did he just quote Lean on Me?
Yeah. he's in Funny Farm with Chevy Chase in 1988. Who's That Girl with Madonna in 1987?
Who is that girl?
Yeah. Crime Story 1987. I always mention that because it was an awesome show when I was a kid. The Money Pit with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long, 1986.
That's a good fucking movie.
I have not seen that in a long time. He is
in my fucking God.
The Last Dragon in 1985. I forgot he's in that movie. It's been far too fucking long since I've seen that movie.
God damn.
Yeah. Can you show me some moves?
Makes me want to eat popcorn with chopsticks.
That's right. That'll do it for the better known ass segment of the show. We crap move shoot. On to the crapshoot. There we go.
So how was your week?
Good. What did we do this week? Did we see any movies? I feel like I went to the
movie. We definitely saw a movie.
I saw a movie Sunday. Fucking yes, I did. Oh, we saw. Well, we can't talk about the one movie we saw until Monday.
We can say we saw it.
Yeah, we can say we saw it for sure. We fucking saw Late Night with the Devil this week, man. We got a an advanced screener of that. We cannot talk about what we think of that movie
until Monday. So tune in Monday.
Yeah. We got to see that. We are very, very appreciative for getting the opportunity to see that. I cannot wait to talk about it.
Did you wind up watching it the second time?
No, I did not.
I didn't either.
I don't think we were allowed to. I think we got a certain number of views on that, or either that or when I went to watch it. It would have been 5 hours ahead of time in the UK where we got that.
Yeah, it was probably dead by the time you got to it.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
But I noticed there was like a view counter at the bottom too.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. I cannot wait to talk about Late Night with the Devil. Yeah. I also saw Dune on Sunday.
Is it everything I want it to be?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Everybody's just awesome in it. Fucking Austin Butler is awesome as Fade.
Yeah.
It's just a good movie, man. Like I think I said this a couple weeks ago. I rewatched the first one to get ready and I forgot how good that first movie is.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a solid movie.
Yep.
And this is like the perfect fucking follow up to it.
Are they doing three?
They're like, well, you know, we don't know.
Come the fuck on.
They're doing three. Denis Villeneuve has already said he's writing Dune Messiah.
Yeah.
Like this movie's making all the fucking money. There's no way they're not going to make a third one.
Well, that's the sequel book, right?
Yeah.
What was after that? Children of Dune?
Beats the fuck out of me.
I think that was the third one.
Yeah. I think it's a few years off though. It's not going to be like this one where they did it quick, like the second part.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be a few years away.
Okay, but you at least get resolution for that story that they're telling.
Yes.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. That's all I want.
Yeah.
People have to realize like sometimes you can do it in two movies.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be spoilery, but like it is not the resolution. I think people, well, if you're familiar with the books, then it's what you're expecting probably.
Yeah.
But I don't know the books enough to be able to say like, it's exactly like the books.
Yeah. The books are hard to read.
Yeah. That's what I understand.
Yeah. And it's not for lack of want, but it's by lack of ability to keep track of so much shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the crazy like names for everything that they've got going on, so like you just wind up getting lost in the lingo.
Yeah. But fucking visually, like there are just some stunning fucking things in this movie. Like
there's
a giant battle sequence, trying not to get too spoilery, but like you've seen it in the previews where the fucking Fremen show up on the fucking on the sandworms, like,
yeah,
and they're just destroying fucking everything. Like yeah it's really cool.
I really, really want to see that movie. I just love Dune. So like for me, it started with the sci-fi TV miniseries.
I
physically cannot count how many times I've watched that. Like I have the DVD copy.
Yeah.
After I watched it like a million times when they showed it on Sci-Fi Channel.
Mm-hmm. Is it available to watch anywhere?
That I don't know.
Because now I kind of want to watch it. Is it just like the first book, or is it like several of the books?
No, I think it's just the first book.
All right.
Yeah. I can dig out my copy and lend it to you.
No, you don't have to worry about it.
I don't want to watch it that bad.
No, like it's
to put a disc in a player.
It's one of those. Yeah. Well, yeah, that too. Fucking. I don't think I have anything that plays a disc at this point.
Maybe. Oh, your PlayStation is digital.
No, maybe it plays DVDs. I don't know. It
fucking should.
I know it plays Blu-rays.
If it plays Blu-rays and doesn't play DVDs, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
I want to say it was available to watch on something streaming.
Mm.
I don't remember what. Maybe Tubi.
It's
Tubi's probably your
21st hookup. Century. It's available somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yar.
Yeah. Yar. But yeah, I watched the dog shit out of that. And then when I tried to read the book like 2 times.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do it. But the lore is so good.
Yeah. Same thing. I couldn't get into the books, I don't think. But I the movies, I'm all here for.
Yeah.
Both of those movies are so good. And I even kind of like the original. I used to watch the original one a lot when I was younger.
I watched it and didn't do much for me.
I didn't understand it. Like, I just liked the fact that there was these cool giant worms.
Yeah, like visually, you know, it's stunner. It's fucking, fucking David Lynch does weird shit that's awesome to look at.
Yeah.
It's kind of his thing.
But yeah, no, that I really, really, really dug the second part of that.
Oh, also, I'm pretty sure that redneck is somebody we also know.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. With the long hair? Yeah, he's... I know, I saw that too, and I forgot to look him up when I was going through this shit. You know what, we can just do it now.
I'm pretty sure if he's the guy I'm thinking of, he's fucking well known.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. I know his face. I don't know his name. He's going to have a picture, though, for sure.
Yeah. Keep scrolling. What? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Leon Rippey.
Yeah. Yep. That's him.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. This dude has been in a ton of shit. Let's see. He's fucking Nuttall in fucking Deadwood.
Yeah.
He's in that fucking shitload of Deadwood. The Blacklist, 11/22/63, Under the Dome. He was in Leverage for 5 episodes. 36 episodes of Deadwood, 6 Feet Under.
I'm trying to think of like the one thing that everybody fucking knows him for.
He's just like, he's one of those guys. You just know him when you
see
him.
The Patriot. He's a main character in The Patriot.
Yeah, The Patriot. He's in 4 episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger. 13th Floor with friend of the show, Craig Bierko. The Arrival, Stargate. Universal Soldier, Cuffs.
Jesus.
Young Guns 2, which has been on a shitload the past 2 weeks. I've watched like a couple of times.
Yeah.
Both of them. I've watched both of those movies like in the past couple of weeks.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've seen the first one.
Yeah.
I've seen the second one a shitload too, but like nowhere near the amount I've saw the first one.
Say the reverse. I saw the second one way more than the first one.
The second one has a better soundtrack.
Yeah. 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 He was in that werewolf TV series on Fox. Maximum Overdrive, 1986.
Yes.
He's in The Color Purple, 1985. Firestarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just one of those dudes when you see his face, like, oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
You can definitely tell him by like his teeth. He's one of those guys, like, yeah. I know those fucking teeth.
Yeah, he's got like nasty teeth.
Yeah.
Let's see. We talked about this offline. I don't think we talked about this last week. Fucking Shogun started on FX.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of that?
I watched the first 2 episodes.
Yeah, same here. I haven't watched the third one yet, but I dug those first 2 episodes.
I did as well. I was hoping for a little more action.
I think the third episode is like the big action one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's because it's all set up. And like I'm here for it, but I'm also like, come on, let's go. Like, let's do something here.
Yeah, I mean, like, there is, like, stuff happening. Still, you know, like, fucking stuff is, you know, being set up, like you said.
Yeah.
But I think there's like, a big, like, battle sequence in the third episode.
Well, yeah, because it's all starting to come to a head.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, it's like, okay, they're setting up a bunch of shit. But, like, maybe I missed something. But, like, why is this pirate coming to Japan like the catalyst for all of this weird shit that's like coming to a head?
Well, I think he's just like there's things going on already that they're causing tension. Yeah. And then that also happening is just fucking like the straw that breaks the camel's back, basically. Like,
okay.
You know, the bridge too far, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, visually it's amazing. Like everything looks incredible.
Yeah. Those set pieces are fucking stunning.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm really digging that. So have you seen any of that art?
No.
Oh dude, it's fucking awesome. I recommend it.
If you like samurai drama.
Oh yeah.
Check it. It's on Hulu. Well, I mean, it's when it's like live, it's on FX. FX,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
Anything else worth mentioning? We're going to see that movie Imaginary tomorrow, the Blumhouse horror movie.
What one is that?
It's the one with the girl like inherits like her stepmom's like teddy bear, and it's her mom's imaginary friend, and like it starts like doing like crazy shit, like trying to like hurt the girl. Like,
oh, so it's like evil Drop Dead Fred.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it's exactly it, yeah.
Menacing Drop Dead Fred. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
We're seeing that tomorrow. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else like really like. I don't know if I watched anything else or good. I started reading another Cliff Nesteroff book. I think I mentioned
you're it maybe. Like full on hooked, huh?
Yeah, this book is really. I haven't had time to read, and like it's a shame because this one is the most digestible.
Yeah,
because the chapters are like, some of them are like 2-3 pages long. They're like quick. Yeah. So it's quick to just, okay, I can read a couple of these and like just knock them out. But the stories are really fucking good. It's not just like a history. There are like things about history, like, you know, Native American like comedians in the past. But it talks a lot about how like Native American comedians now have to like go through ridiculous lengths just to get stage time. Yeah. Like the book opens with this one comedian talking about how he, like once or twice a month he has to drive. I think he's in like Oklahoma or Nebraska. He drives like 5 or 6 hours to go to Minneapolis to a comedy open mic to go on stage for 7 minutes and then drive immediately back home because he has to be home in time to like get his kids to school in the morning.
That's weird.
It sounds weird, but like at the same time, when you know that like what I've said this before, stage time is like the greatest fucking drug. Like I've heard it before and it's true.
Yeah.
These people are going to these great lengths just to go and get that little bit of fucking of like stage time of like just that little bit of like, okay, I can be better, you know, if I can just get that little bit more time on stage. Like, there's like another woman who like same type of thing where she, you know, she drives like multiple hours to do an open mic, and she's like trying to start like an open mic on a reservation, and like and just like, it's hard because like it's on a reservation, like people don't have money to spend on things like that, like you know, it's called How We Had a Little Real Estate Problem. It's all about like the Native American, like how Native American culture is tied in with like comedy and stuff.
Yeah,
it's really really good.
I've been playing some video games. I started playing Outlast, which is basically just like you are investigating an asylum, basically, and it's all like you are like just defensive, like you can run and hide and things like that. Like, you can't fight anything.
Yeah.
And it's all like. It's all first person, and so you're seeing everything. And you can bring up a camcorder and then throw that into like night vision to be able to see some stuff. But then like your batteries will run out of that, so then you'll be just like trapped in the dark or whatever. Pretty fucking intense.
All right.
I'm not super far into it, but it seems like if I have to pee like really bad and I'm playing this game, I might piss myself.
It's that good.
Like some of the jumps are that excessive.
No, you know shit. What I mean?
Like, yeah.
All right.
And it's got a really cool mood. And I think like the third game in the series just came out not too long ago.
Okay.
That's pretty rad. There was something else I started playing this week too. The more I become like self-aware of my behavior, the more I am convinced I have adult onset ADD.
Oh yeah,
which is like
I understand that
a fucking bummer. It's not a superpower.
Yeah. Oh, like this is something that should have been treated like decades ago.
It's like, oh, this is probably a problem. Like that, I talked about it like fucking a month ago.
Yeah,
I got that book that was based on the short story that George Romero had started writing. I haven't touched it since. It's sitting right there.
No shit.
Like I look at it and go, I'm going to read that. And then I go fucking walk away and do something else.
I have that pile of comics that's just sitting on my desk that I'm going to read. Like, I can't do it now. I don't know why, but I will read it.
I started reading another Bukowski book. Like, I there's no shortage of fucking evidence that I love reading Charles Bukowski, right?
Yeah. So
fucking started reading another one, got about 20 pages in, set it down, walked away from it. Forever, apparently. It's really fucking bumming me out to the point where maybe I'll go see a doctor, but that's laughably not true. Because anybody that's known me for more than... When was the last time I saw a doctor that wasn't injury related? When did I start college?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so 2003 for the last like checkup that I had. Yeah, it's not good. I don't know if that's like a... No, it's kind of the way I was raised, because we didn't really go to like regular doctor's visits.
Yeah.
You know, like when we had to get a physical to go to school or do sports or whatever, we would get that. But like, I grew up around people that didn't go to the doctor, and I never went to the doctor. And it's just like the mindset is like, there's, I'm not broken, so I must be fine.
Everything's gotta be okay. Yeah.
Yep. I can still get up and go to work. So I guess I'll get up and go to work. That's not a good way to live. Don't be like me. Ever. What else have I done this week? We went out for karaoke last night.
How'd that go?
I drank a bunch of beer.
All right.
I'm not a karaoke person. I went because it was a friend's birthday party.
Yeah, I went last year. I got the invite this year, and I was just I'm doing the show.
Yep. Yeah, I sent a couple of chats to the show last night.
And you got yelled at.
Yeah, I got yelled at. It's fine. I survived. Everybody survived.
We did episode 2 of the Defenestration Hour last night. Fucking went awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun show to do. Yeah.
I'm glad you're enjoying that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what we all have like stewing in this motherfucker.
There is shit stewing in this studio. Not just like shit stewing. No, like actually we have stuff going on, like plans happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you jump on our Discord server, which we need to mention,
we have a Discord server now. Yeah.
You can find the link in our link tree. It'll bring you right to it. If you have Discord, we're trying to turn that into a fun community space. We're getting outside help in doing that from people that are, you know, a little more savvy in what people want in a Discord server than we are.
We'll eventually figure out how to get the show streaming on the Discord too when we're on.
Yeah.
That's a thing. We'll figure it out.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
I don't know that it needs to stream another place and take away from other things, but
that's also true.
Whatever.
Yeah,
go to the Discord and have fun there and share memes and,
yeah, we got a meme page. We have pages for each of the shows, the main show, the Defenestration Hour, the upcoming Regrettable Reviews show, all have their own spaces on there.
Yep.
What else do we have on there? A voice chat channel.
There's just like a general voice chat channel, a general chat channel. Yeah.
Yeah, come check it out.
It's coming along. Just go there and say words. Yeah, I didn't do much else this week.
Yeah. I've been pretty like just fucking zoned out.
Yeah, it's been a zoned out, just kind of work all week. It's not fun anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're coming to really, really crunchy deadlines on some giant projects that we're working on at work. And we're gonna botch them. We're gonna botch them hard.
Oh yeah, I keep getting put into situations where I am in charge of something that I don't understand.
Yeah.
And I have not been trained to do.
Sick.
Yeah. And I have nobody that I can ask for guidance or resources to check. Like, it's, it's fun. It's fun.
Super.
Yeah.
Super fucking rad. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like being an adult anymore.
I also did get a canvas letter for promotion too this week. So
yeah.
Yeah. Could be moving on up like the Jeffersons.
Fucking
I could have even more disposable income to spend on this.
which by the way, we got new microphones.
We've done two upgrades in the past 2 weeks. Fucking shit is moving on up.
Yeah, here. I don't know if you guys can tell just through Twitch, because I assume that gets like compressed to hell and whatever. But hopefully sound quality on the audio version of the podcast will increase immensely. Like, we didn't have bad microphones before. We just had, you know, like...
We had workman microphones. Like, you get the job done, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. They sounded fine, but hopefully these sound a lot better. Like, yeah. they give us a little more of a higher quality that we're constantly trying to bring to you.
That just... Garlic and peppers right there.
Yeah. That's that higher quality I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. That's the fine, high quality stuff. But no, I mean, we've upgraded tech. Like I said, we were upgrading like content behind the scenes. Like,
yeah,
there could be a lot of like Big Dumb Monsters Presents programming coming your way, like in the next couple of months. Like, let's just keep our fingers crossed.
Holy shit, that does smell like garlic.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
I've never hated you more.
That's the best ad for Melinda's Sriracha you could ever have right there.
Yeah, we're trying to build what's known as a media empire off the backs of, well.
Others. our friends.
Our friends and our backs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no shortage of...
No, we're not like other podcast networks where we're going to like crank your show out and take credit for it like certain people around here.
We'll literally take nothing from it.
Yeah, yeah. No, we just want to help people get out there, like help, you know, make our thing like a constant
thing. Just stirring the soup.
Yeah.
That's all.
We basically like, we want stuff, like we were talking about this last week in our business meeting. Ultimately, we would like to have something on like once a day. That'd be the end goal.
That would be the best.
We're not there yet, but
we're not even close to that.
We've been on 2 days in a row. We've got another show coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about Late Night
at the Double.
I know. Fucking review embargo. God damn it.
Yeah. Shit. All right. I think we have rambled enough.
Yeah.
So we will give out our socials and we'll let you guys get back to the rest of your evenings. Our website is www.bigdumbmonsters.com. We got to work on that thing. That's
the next upgrade.
That needs a lot of
work. Anybody out there is listening, like knows websites or how to like do cool shit on WordPress, please hit us up because our website sucks.
It's bad. It's basic.
Yeah.
But anyway, actually, it ties right into that. If you have suggestions for the show, suggestions for beers we should drink, movies we should watch, content that you would like to see.
Yeah.
Maybe
you have an idea for, maybe you have a show that like, you know, you want to like.
Yeah.
Put on the, you know, our growing network. Hit us up. Let us know.
You got to be deadly fucking serious about the work that you got to put into it.
Yeah. But, and competent.
And competent.
Yeah. We stress competency. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, we're going to start with competency. Yeah. Yeah. Anything like that. Send us an email, bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. We're Big Dumb Monsters Pod. You can find us on Slasher, the all horror social network. We are Big Dumb Monsters Podcast on there. And you can add us as a friend on Steam. We are Big Dumb Monsters.
You can also check us out on Instagram and Threads at big_dumb_monsters. We mentioned before you should come check out and join our Discord server.
Yeah.
I don't have a link for that, but it's in our link tree.
It's in the link tree.
Yeah. You can also check out the show if you are now listening to this in the audio podcast. You are missing out because we do this live every Saturday night, pretty much every Saturday night.
We try for Saturdays.
Around 8:15. We hit 8:15 pretty regularly. It's fun, good time. Grab some drinks, tune in, yeah. Have fun.
Insult us in the chat.
Yeah, throw a movie. Yeah, exactly. Write articles about us. Yeah. it's a party. We like to have fun. Come join the fun. We're on Twitch and YouTube at Big Dumb Monsters. You can check out our merch store at TeePublic. You can search for the Big Dumb Monsters store there. Mm-hmm. And that is it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now we're going to leave you with our weekly words of wisdom. Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye-bye.